Blog Talk Radio.
I got no time for your convo. We got you, hop to, hit him with a combo. Me and Bill Slugger out in Shorty Y Diablo.
All my heads, are you ready?
Life is a sound. We are the champions, the champions. Yeah, this is the sound. We are the number ones, the number ones. Yeah, for the people them, we have to be a little stronger. Holding on the top dog, you will be wrong. To miss the storm on CD bomb, giving you the bomb, big up to talk strong.
From an unknown region, me and my legion never believe in the evil ways of a heathen. Not breathing out, improve on my physical. Trees keep me blessed, prepared for the ritual. It's critical when I belittle fools with syllables I choose to use, cause y'all niggas is pitiful. It's difficult to see who's ready. Nocturnalist journalists racing through crews like in red. As I come back on track, put you in the mood to sit back and relax. I hope the copper squat, cause what I got rock your mind, body, and soul as I take control. What's the definition of buck? Force. I stayed away for 3 years, but came back in the fourth to stand alone on the throne, of course. Buck beats the boss, the rest getting tossed. Buckshot is here to stay, you best believe it in. Now you ready for what we got. Got to give a big, big up to the whole conference call. Sigga, second sway, the Baker Boys in the place to be. C-O-O-T-C-A-S-T.
Yeah, this Bogey number one. Fresh from North Carolina, baby.
Yo, this strategy is S of the Real Mike's crew.
Yo, what up? This is the only Mazda One repping the boot camp click from the streets of Gibson to the pages on MySpace. I be on my job. Boot camp click is still for the people. Heads wasn't ready then. They still ain't ready yet. Peace.
Back to full fools, the old man ain't old news. Hopefuls back by the machine till I got it on low fuel. You low skill, cheap thrills off killing your pee pills. Eat pills for a false sense of deep will. This critic kills, or best they left in critic kill without a living will. It's hot, I give them hell, they cannot climb these lyric hills. Let's bet the bank, I form with my team. We a deceptive tank. Oh, get them boys, your shooters out of shape, so I bet they clank. The sports reference is more preference than my core blessing, but I got more lessons in store for your protection. There's a war in session, being an orator is my most forceful weapon. Used to reveal deception when bullshit detected. Man, this the USA, the bullshit's perfected. And you take it from the backside with no contraception, no condemnation, just accepting the method. I'm fighting demons too, it's a daily self-reflection. Verses is my daily holy purpose. These verses, congregation hype like I'm a preacher. Except I weaponize the sermons and jeopardize your purpose. Expose your false beginnings, I need that chicken like churches, but in business like religion.
Crunch the numbers, do the math, follow the money. Face it, these crackers, man, they think we all dummies. Some will jump in front of that bullet when I'm gunning. Hold me back while these devils take off running.
I bet I, cadet a Jedi, let the bullet scrub him in his left eye. This is me on my rest time. You don't let the sun shine, I just do what I have to. I just do what comes natural, it's not my intent to come at you. It's always like a drive-by and I just be trying to pass through. Tell JJ I still got watts, that's word to my cashews. Who asked you? Nobody next, these the last shoes. Leave trademarks around your fucking eyes. You rap coon, who clap a coon, just clap a coon. Gun nozzle like a vacuum tube. How many MCs must get dissed? I walk a black-a-moon. Quentin means the fifth child, but I'm the only one. One C. So nights like this, I wish and narrate to my five heartbeats. Bars like bosses, Mr. Fantastic, everything's in arm's reach. To walk in these boots strapped in black, it'll take some large feet. I'm largely unimpressed with your attempts to be the best. It's gonna get ugly old school like Sam Cassell on a cassette. Like the U.S. hung veteran blacks up by the neck. For me, it's neglect to respect the red, white, and death. So I walk around proud of that red, black, and best. 666 eyes control food, health, and sex.
Crunch the numbers, do the math, follow the money. Face it, these crackers, man, they think we all dummies. Some will jump in front of that bullet when I'm gunning. Hold me back while these devils take off running.
It's the beginning of every black man sitting up. Lost the Negro in him, no longer cares if he's written up. He struck down, left for dead, and keep getting up. Sound like the story of Jesus that got you in spirit cuffs. You see a savior in the cracker, and us, you see some fuckers. You want the effects of the drink without the harm to the liver. We can't have it like that, so either you fighting or you give up. Strength by siphon from them colors, Marcus said we should get up. The pressure navigating treacherous waters with a daughter. I can't fail as a father. I show her love when I'm performing. Patient zero, born with the vaccine. Am I sick as you absorb it? But the wicked will start coughing, and their bones will start to soften. So choose a side. We can't be split on this like a drawbridge unless we down together. Carpooling, yo, we off this. It's green. I'm the strongest arm power like a forklift. I don't eat pig. I pork quick, eat the rapper with my forklift. The focus, the force is power to make your core split. Vocal cords kick like horse limbs. So you forfeit or force wins. New York wins. I got punchlines to make your jaw stiff. These Negroes is ass. They like donkeys and dog sniff.
Crunch the numbers, do the math, follow the money. Face it, these crackers, man, they think we all dummies. Some will jump in front of that bullet when I'm gunning. Hold me back while these devils take off running.
Peace, 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 and Black Power Family. Welcome to another episode of the Black Survivor Die Series, broadcasting live every Warrior Wednesday here, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Duke Knowledge Radio by the host and founder, National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, Minister Kingston and Shabazz. That phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755, again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Because my honor and privilege and duty at this time to introduce some, present to others, the founder and our leader and teacher, the five-star general himself, brother and warrior, comrade, 30 years in counter spent for and towards the liberation and salvation of the Black nation and the dissemination and the devastation of our enemies. I speak of none other than our warrior and my ally, Minister King Samir Shabazz, Black Crown.
Black power, black power, black power. Peace to the gods and earths. A BB for Hodie, liberation, and death to white supremacy. A God, I must say, man, 800 episodes, G.
Yeah, God.
800. Damn. I'm honored to be a part of that. Honored to be a few of those numbers. You dig? But I say that to say, God, I'm proud of you for opening the door for a platform for our people to just come and spill they spill, whether we actually agree directly or not.
Right.
That's another story. But you open the door, you know what I'm saying, to give our people a voice and let their voice be heard. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't going to study 120. Everybody ain't going to be a frontline revolutionary. Some motherfuckers just want to sit in the house and just drink water all goddamn day. You dig?
Right.
So you open that platform even for the water drinkers. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So that's peace, God. That's peace. And again, I'm honored, man, to just be a part of that. You dig? So we got to keep pushing. And we definitely going to hit 900 very, very soon. So let's rock and roll. You dig?
Yeah, my eyes is on 1,000. You told me at 700. Yo, God, all right, I see you when you hit 1,000. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, I got to keep going. I was going to 750, and I was going to do something else. But when you get in charge as a warrior, as a soldier, you follow those orders to the teeth. So, you know,
that's right.
I'm coming back swinging for the fences. So we about to, you know, hit 1,000. I don't know what y'all are going to do. I just wanted to say real quick, God, this month is Black History Month. And for anybody out there who will part their damn lips to desecrate and to demean and to disrespect something that our ancestors left for us, Dr. Carter G. Woodson left for us, and those warriors that was with him, and say, oh, it's Black History 365, nigga, shut up. Show me some fucking evidence of what you've been doing and who you've been doing it with for over the last year. I can show you from February to February. You understand what I'm saying? And everything in between. Who you support, who you surround yourself with, who are you keeping in line and in step going towards our goal of liberation. You might be adorned and crowned externally with all of the ornaments, but they put ornaments on Christmas tree too, motherfucker. So you ain't really adorned to do anything but look like an RVG Christmas fucking tree. So cool. People need to understand that and not take these stances because y'all heard somebody else say it, because y'all heard it from some clowns, some snitches, some faggots, and some rats, and some fucking race traitors. So you hear a fucking race traiting bastard like David Banner or some fat, disgusting, you know, coon-ass loving motherfucker like Killer Mike say some stupid shit like that, then you part your lips. Or some slave like Morgan Freeman say it, and you part your lips. And it becomes a part of conversation that you have no understanding of. If you don't know, it's one thing. But if you know and then you choose to disrespect, I'm going to cut your fucking head off. Period. So there should be no conversations amongst warriors desecrating and degrading something that our ancestors left for us. That's your charge as a warrior, to keep things in their proper perspective and proper text, period. So you got any of these fools running around here talking about, oh, you know, Black History Month, oh, this is the shortest month out of the year, I see why they got it. Listen, fool, anytime your enemy goes every step possible to disrupt and disorder your particular celebration, they ain't give it to you. If Christmas time is here, ain't nothing going on but fucking Christmas. You understand what I'm saying to you? If it's Halloween or it's any of those other fucking Eurocentric holidays, there's no pause in it. You look in Black History Month, they got the Super Bowl, they got the Grammys, they got the fucking Oscars and whatever the fuck else they got. All of these things going on. President's Day. What the fuck a president ever do for you, nigga? You got President's Day in February. You understand what I'm saying? So recognize and understand what's going on. And cut all this extra dumbass shit that we got going on in a basis where we could use these opportunities, as our teacher has taught us, weapons of opportunity to be for our liberation. You got the ones with the biggest mouths in the front talking stupid ass shit like that and ain't prepared to do nothing and ain't did nothing. Shut the fuck up sometime. My bad, God. You can do what you gotta do.
And that's real, G, because again, it goes back into propaganda.
Straight
you
up.
I'm saying? These motherfuckers, man, is sitting up here begging for goddamn crumbs and trinkets. So they're playing like they're so woke. Nigga, it's just like, you know, where do these niggas come from? Like, who trains these ass-kissing niggas? Killer Mike. And ain't killed a fucking white ant or a white damn roach.
Right.
Nigga, who you killing? These niggas are terrible, man. And I seen a report about CeeLo making a statement about fuck the protesters and all this kind of silly stuff, man. And you know, God, this is why for the last 2 weeks I've been building on silent weapons for African destruction. Because we see the examples, we see the manifestation of what white supremacy does to niggas who consistently claim. I remember when Goody Mob first started rocking.
Right.
They were supposedly so goddamn conscious and representing the poor people, and
right,
niggas get a couple dollars and
now put a dress on,
wearing pink furs and
right dresses.
What's wrong?
Shit.
Like,
yeah.
The distractions that we're consistently bombarded with, it's purposefully done. Purposefully done. Because y'all have to remember, as I read to you, as we built about, media keep the adult public attention diverted away from the real social issues and captivated by matters of no real importance. Some y'all running around here screaming, oh, that's fucked up, because this goddamn faggot got his ass whooped. And now the nigga running around here talking about he's the gay Tupac. And y'all supporting this shit.
Supporting this shit.
You're supporting it. Keep the adult public attention diverted away from real social issues. How about the schools keeping the young public ignorant of real mathematics, real economics, real law, and real history? Real history, real mathematics, real economics, real law, real science, real agriculture, real military warfare is all the sciences of the original man. So that's talking about the knowledge of self. Because these degrees fall under the knowledge of self. The knowledge of self is not just 120 lessons. Where the fuck do you niggas get this shit from? The knowledge of self is not just studying and quoting 120 lessons. That's not it. See, oh my goodness. 800 episodes. This is why. This is why. This is why, man. Because we open the doors. And again, even though we may not agree, may not even stand on it, nowhere near it, but the platform has been given. Because either way, at the end of the night, we still have to counterattack.
That's it.
We still have to counterattack, keeping the adult public attention diverted away from real social issues. So we bring the goddamn real social issues. Whether you like it or not. Hell, we may even be talking about your ass.
Right.
And be guilty as hell. That's why you hate us. That's why you hate us. Because we bring that exposure within oneself. That is the knowledge of self. Because you got to go to battle with self. You can't win the war over self. You damn sure ain't winning no war over this peckerwood. What the hell are you talking about? This cracker will throw all these goddamn vices at you and you're going to go right back to sleep. So all he got to do is throw a white woman in your goddamn face. You're going right back to sleep. We must counter everything our enemy does. That's military science that your enemies will never teach you about. This is why you haven't been learning it from your enemy. Unless you go to the police force, unless you go to the devil's army, and you still treat it like a nigga. Ain't no damn equality in no cracker army. Are you serious? You still treat it like a damn nigga. Entertainment. This one was my favorite, though. keep the public entertainment below a sixth grade level. Y'all remember I said that? Like we built on this last week. So everything this cracker is doing still today goes right back to the diversions. The diversion summary, as they call it. Look it up. Work. Keep the public busy, 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 with no time to think, back on the farm with the other animals. We built on this last week. The diversion summary. It's nothing new. It's new to you because, hell, you've been the partaker of it. You're the people that they're talking about. It's us. It's us, man. So I want to go back to a point I was building on before Blog Talk cut us off. And this was a very, very vital point. And I know it's a very, very vital point because I bear witness to this point I'm about to build on continuously. And believe it or not, I already know most of you bear witness. Remember the degree I was building on about the mother or the breakdown of the black family, the destruction of the black family, and how they basically made the father a pussy whip nothing to teach his son how to be pussy whipped. So all we think about on our mind, brothers, is pussy. This is all programming. This is why all of the advertisements in our neighborhood is based around sex. Your cigarette billboards, your malt liquor billboards, huh? Naked women or half-naked women. Programming to equate a cigarette with sex, to equate alcohol with sex. They put it together, one in, hand in hand. See? Fire weapons for African destruction. So the mother, the breaking of the mother, the reprogramming, the whitewashing of the mother, the female element of human society is ruled, listen carefully, oh, y'all gonna hate me, but I don't give a damn. The female element of human society is ruled by emotion first and logic second. Now I was born a lie. Am I lying? Where you at, G? All right, let me go. The female element of human society is ruled by emotion first and logic second. So this is why, brothers, our women act on emotion first. They become reactionary because they're not taught logic. They're not based on logic. Their programming is not based around logic because logical thinking people would not be making reactionary moves to further hinder a situation or create a hindrance for a situation. In the battle between logic and imagination, imagination always wins. Fantasy prevails. Maternal instincts dominate so that the child comes first and the future comes second. I remember saying about that particular degree, the fantasy and imagination prevails. again, because of our enemy's propaganda machine. Love and hip hop. Atlanta Housewives, Desperate Housewives, NBA Housewives, NFL Housewives, WWE Housewives, Crack Whores, and yo. And all of this programming got our young girls looking at these so-called role models wanting to be just like them. So your imagination is far-fetched from reality. That's right in your face every single day. So this is why, sisters, y'all do the bullshit that you do. You say the bullshit that you say. You wear the bullshit that you wear. You promote the bullshit that you promote. Because you have been taught to hate everything about yourself. You have been taught to hate everything about your culture. You have been taught to hate everything about the black man. You have been taught to hate everything about the black family structure. But your nature kicks you in your behind. Because you're the woman of God. But you were taught and trained to be a thot. You was taught and trained to be a bitch. You was taught and trained to be a hoe. You was taught and trained to be just a damn twerk machine. But this is not you originally. This is not your nature. It's not your nature, sister, to be walking around with goddamn strap-ons on. That ain't your nature, fool. The white man taught you that. The white man made it okay for you to feel as though you can walk around with a dick too. And just whip it out at any given moment. But you black women support that bullshit. And now it's at an all-time high in the black community. Silent weapons for African destruction. A woman with a newborn baby is too starry-eyed to see a wealthy man's cannon fodder or a cheap source of slave labor. A woman must, however, be conditioned to accept the transition to reality when it comes or sooner. As the transition becomes more difficult to manage, the family unit must be carefully disintegrated and state-controlled public education and state-controlled and state-operated child care centers must become more common and legally enforced so as to begin the detachment of the child from the mother and the father at an earlier age. I'm talking about your friendly neighborhood goddamn DHS, DIFIS, or whatever they're called, the child kidnapping services I'm fucking talking about. Whatever they're called in your state, that's who the fuck I'm talking about. Fuck each and every last one of you bastards that work for the child kidnapping services of America. May your penalty be long lasting. May the penalty of your treason and your betrayal to African people by snatching African children from their African mothers and African fathers. And you motherfuckers got a nerve to go to goddamn school to get a degree in this shit. You should be shot at the fucking firing line. Every last one of you. But we ain't there yet, G. Pardon self. Inoculation of behavioral drugs. Ritalin. Prozac. Molly's. Perks. Xannies. Roxy's. Inoculation of behavioral drugs can speed the transition for the child, and they've made it mandatory. So caution, a woman's impulsive anger can override her fear. An irate woman's power must never be underestimated, and her power over a pussy-whipped husband must be likewise never underestimated. It got women the vote in 1920. Got them the vote. So the next degree. When we're talking about the breaking of the African family, when we're talking about the kidnapping of African children, legalized kidnapping of African children, we're not safe in America. If you black, your ass is not safe in America, fool. Don't care how comfortable you think you are. It ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe, nigga. So this is why. Every Wednesday, same black time, same black channel. The Survive or Die series is here to bring you the information to wake your ass up so your blood will not be on my hands. Because I've been telling you and telling you and telling you and telling you. Hey, I'm starting to think I'm the messenger. But I'm far from that. I'm just delivering a message from the messenger. That's all. Survive or die. So when they can easily walk into our home, easily just kick our fucking doors down, legally. Meaning for them, it's legal. But you go into a crackers neighborhood and kick their door down and take their goddamn baby monkeys out of their homes, it's kidnapping. So it's illegal for us, but legal for them. Have you forgotten the slave laws or the slave codes? The white man can do anything they want to do to niggas and get away with it. Haven't you seen it in 2019? Haven't you seen it in 2018, 2017, 16, all the way back to 582 years ago? They're still at it. They haven't changed. So if they haven't changed in 500 years, what makes you think they're going to change when they put a new cracker in office as your president? What makes you think it's going to change when they put a new nigger in office as your president? When they live and take oath to the same goddamn law. but only a slave would think his master would one day change. Only a weak-ass slave would wait on the day for his master to change. And you teach this to your children, generation after generation. Turn the other cheek. Put it in God's hands when the same fucking God you talking about looks just like your slave master. Put it in God's hands. Put it in the white man's hands. So the white man can do justice to the white man. For you, nigga. Integration has killed us. The destruction of the black family killed us. But look what they have done to the black woman. Look what we have allowed, black man. I was watching a video right before I called in for the show. A young girl was being kicked and head was being slammed on the goddamn table by some pigs. And all these big buff black men just standing around with their fucking cell phones out. This could have been your damn daughter. But we think we revolutionary when we pulling out our cell phone and just post a video. You think you're doing something. That ain't shit. You fucking cowards make me sick to my damn stomach, man. You wonder why nobody respects the black man. Because the black man don't even respect, protect, or give anything for the black woman or the black child. So we just stand around and let our slave masters just beat the hell out of our women, beat the hell out of our children, lynch our children, drag our children down the goddamn street, and we sit the fuck around and do nothing, man. Silent weapons for African destruction. We're almost at the top of the hour. We're going to take a small music break, and we'll be right back with you. The call-in number to call in if you're listening via Blog Talk and you have any questions or comments. The call-in number is 929-477-1755. Press the number 1. Again, the call-in number is 929-477-1755. Press the number 1 with your questions or comments. We'll be right back with you. Power.
Turn my mic down on my headphones. Oh, damn.
Yeah, come to Tommy Green, I'm still spinning that cabbage. Pulling pistols, still letting them have it.
32 subs, you can call me Magic. David Blaine, I'm back simple and plain. Prisoner of war, the rap, John McCain.
My OG told me about money. My OG told me about life.
Killer Murray click, $1 billion motion picture figure niggas. $1,000 bottle riches, kill snake and snitches. Diamond pinky ringing for the bitch. Listen to the greatest rap murderer, East Medina warrior. Snow color bends in the winter, woo forever. Don't you ever think we ain't forever, still tougher than leather. Still taking money, monumental words, fundamental, still legal. Spit fly shit seasonal, major league universal, song ring regional. But still in these concrete streets where life is so real, I still set sail for my people. Cause I see
told me, yeah, my OG told me about money. My OG told me about life.
Black, we're black, we're black. 929-477-1755 is the call-in number. 929-477-1755 is the call-in number. Black family, push the number one with your questions or comments. And do we have any callers? Anybody finally decide to step up to the front? And push that number one.
Nah, sorry, I forgot. I did wanted to read something from Inyasasim. I make it a habit of reading, posting, or just reflecting on it from Bob Rubin's book, Inyasasim, The Calendar of Revolutionary Daily Thoughts. If I may.
True indeed.
All right, so we're on February the 6th. The underdog does not stop to philosophize about his position. I'm going to read that one more time. The underdog does not stop to philosophize about his position. And that's from Paul Lawrence Dunbar. We are filled with histories describing the motives and acts of our people as defeated reflections of European agendas and visions of grandeur and domination. We have fallen for the power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely Euro reasoning as an acceptable universal excuse for what they have done with our conscience. And because of this, we have come to accept that all humanity thinks the same, believing that is the only skill, opportunity, and determination of winners and losers, which distinguishes people along lines of wanton violence an endemic and epidemic corruption. This universalization of this European mind makes their story normal and turns us into them, except without their victory. Such thinking removes our ability to objectively view reality. Our reality moves towards an empowerment reflective of the African mind. It allows the European nation to continue and even escalate their march towards the globalization of their empire without existence consent, because we think that they are the ascendant model of humanity. Affirmation. I recognize humanity based on thought and action. So since we didn't get a chance to deal with equality, guys, I had to deal with equality for a half a second. You know, it's just what you was bringing out in regards to how this mass mental manipulation of media used visually to portray us in a light that is docile, in a light that is passive, in a light that is disconnected. You see what I'm saying? Where we are dismembered in that state. So when we're dealing in equality, equality means to deal equal in all things. So inequality, if you have an aggressor, you have a defender. You understand what I'm saying? So when we're looking at this docile state that is presented, it's twofold. So we have a docile state that is presented to mask a state of ferociousness that exists. You see what I'm saying? So because they show they can give light and credence and ode to a particular set of behaviors in the public, there's two intentions. The intention is to overshadow the ferociousness that exists and undermine it, and then also to set a standard as what is socially acceptable behavior, a reaction versus a response. A response would have been to intervene and beat the hell out of these damn bastards that was grabbing up the system. A reaction would be, oh, let me grab my phone, instead of grabbing one of them. You understand what I'm saying? So when we start talking about acceptable and socially acceptable behavior in the space of equality, it becomes ingrained to take a habit and attitude against that of self-preservation to that of self-assimilation. You see what I'm saying? So self-assisted suicide, self-assisted annihilation. So we go along with this and say, okay, this is the standard of behavior. This is the attitudes and behaviors in a situation, whether you die, whether you meek and humble, or you die, whether you are lion and ferocious. You see what I'm saying? So whether you're vanquishing or you're being vanquished, either way, in that process, you are being destroyed. You see what I'm saying? So now we're looking at a thing that's there. I was speaking about this earlier to some younger brothers that were listening to another situation I was on, and I said, you know, they start talking about romanticism and all this other, you know, terminology, all this fake fly shit they like to use nowadays, and we're talking about, when we fought and tribalism and things like that. You see what I'm saying? I said we fought because we fight. That's what we do. That's a rite of passage into manhood. You have to know how to fucking fight. We fight. Now, what does your enemy do with your fighting spirit? It directs its traffic towards who they say your enemy is. Meanwhile, they're very clear on who their enemies are. You understand what I'm saying? So, and I likened it to a situation. If you go to a range, the same range that you go to shoot, your enemies go to the same range to shoot. And you're not shooting with your mind fixed upon your enemy. Your mind is fixed upon the psychological construct of killing yourself. Those targets, those silhouettes are all black. So when they go in there with their AR-15s and with their, 20-shot Glock 40s and all of that, they are ingrained and trained to kill you. So when they draw down on you, when they fight you, they kick you, they mace you, they tase you, or they execute you publicly, is they're going along with their modus operandi, their operational training standards and protocol. So where's your operations, you know, training and protocol in regards to looking at identifying your target and eliminating your target? You see what I'm saying? So systematically, you're not even looking at your enemy as your enemy. You're looking at your enemy, as Bob Rudy stated, as a higher, more evolved thing, a.k.a. superior, for these motherfuckers who like to play semantically and say, oh, it's white fragility, not white superiority. Look at the fucking society. Who the fuck is in control? And if you're in control and you have an advantage or upper hand, that's called superior. You stupid motherfuckers. Well, all of these smart, dumb motherfuckers that's out here that want to play semantics with wordplay and ain't prepared to play, you know, for our liberation. They're looking for an excuse to crouch and duck and fucking hide and shit. You understand what I'm saying? So an engagement mentally, emotionally, and psychologically, and spiritually. If you fighting on all them levels, I'm with you. You see what I'm saying? If you fighting on all them levels, I'm with you. But some of us got the other extra added step that's going along with it. And this ain't nothing new to us. This ain't nothing new to us at all. This is what we revel in. This is the fuck the blood pumps through our veins for. You see what I'm saying? So while everybody else is you playing and skinning and grinning and shaking and scratching and shuffling, some of us, you know, can use that to our advantage. You look at the skinny jeans Negro while I cut your fucking head off. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to know and how to use these polarities to our advantage so they're no longer used at a disadvantage. The difference between us and our predecessors is our predecessors ordered everybody in the way that they should be. So if you seen someone that was in this position, we sent them. You see what I'm saying? Now folks is volunteering without orders. They're moving on things without orders. There's no order to what they was doing. Our ancestors had them sit-ins. They was planned. They was staged. They was organized. Okay, you fucked them up in the daytime, and we blowing your fucking brains out in the nighttime. There's no equality in regards to action versus the inaction. So if there's something out there strategically in place for inaction, where's the action? You see what I'm saying? So if that's a situation, and that, God, was something that was so hard for them to calculate, they didn't know who was coming and how they was coming. You see what I'm saying? So that's the counterinsurgency mindset that we have to return to in regards to equality, and we can use everything, as you taught us, as weapons of opportunity. So if they want to play step and fetch it, they owe something. You know how many black people step and fetch it put on? You see what I'm saying? You know how much shit he funded with blackface? So again, it's a inclination in regards to a situation of accountability, responsibility, and dealing in equality, and using, you know, the trajectory of the battlefield to our advantage instead of it being allowed to be used to our detriment. So that's something I wanted to say based off of what I read from Inya Sai Sim, The Calendar of Revolutionary Daily Thoughts, by our esteemed elder, warrior scholar, Dr. Baba Nwali Cable Mani Baruti. Appreciate that, guy.
And that's a heavy bill, because again, it all ties in.
You know, I got to talk fast, guys. We don't know how much ass time we're going to have. We've been doing all right right now.
Look, and I just looked and said, oh, wait a minute. Okay. So we got past an hour. But on a serious note, family, this is how we know that what we are bringing each and every week, what we have brought, 800 episodes, can be shown and proven. Because everything that has been brought to the table, especially more in specific with the survival class, it has shown and proven itself to be right and exact. I told y'all the exact calculated moves these crackers would make. And they did it. They did it the exact way I told you they were going to do it. They did it. So, let me just give you a quick reminder. FEMA basically will be the operating military force of the United States of America. FEMA will be calling the shots. Now, once this happens, see, we don't just tell y'all stuff just to be saying it out the side of our damn necks. Because for every degree, there's a sub-degree. So this is why we have the seen and the unseen. They go hand in hand. So in just a little while, trust and believe what I tell you. In just a little while, martial law will be declared in America. And certain executive orders have already taken place, in case you haven't noticed. Executive Order 10995. Provides for the takeover of the communications media. This means Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all of that, as if these motherfuckers don't run it already. But now it will be in total control of the military. Operation Executive Order 10997 provides for the takeover of all electric power, petroleum, gas, fuels, and minerals. As if these motherfuckers don't own it already. Because you got to pay for every one of these damn degrees. Or resources, you got to pay for it. But the government, the military, will be in complete control. Executive Order 10988 provides for the takeover of all food, resources, and farms. Executive Order 10999 provides for the takeover of all modes of transportation, control of highways, seaports, etc., etc. You ain't going no goddamn where. This is why we must strategically plan and plan and plan ahead. Executive Order 11,000. Provides for mobilization of all civilians into work brigades under the government supervision. That means your ass going to a concentration camp. But they just put a little flavor on it and called it a work brigade. Concentration camp. Executive Order 11,001. Provides for government takeover of all health, education, and welfare functions. Executive Order 11002 designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration of all persons. Executive Order 11003 provides for the government to take over airports and aircrafts. Executive Order 11004 provides for the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, designate areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations for population. What that sound like to y'all? I know for a fact, those who are listening, you see that right in your face every day. It's called gentrification. Executive Order 11005 provides for the government to take over railroads, inland waterways, and public storage facilities. Now, all of these were combined under Nixon into one huge executive order, which allows all of this to take place if the president declares a national emergency and can be implemented by the head of FEMA, not by the president. The president has already given the head of FEMA that power under these executive orders. So, all of these were combined into Executive Order 11,490, and that was signed by President Carter on July 20th, 1979, and is, in fact, now made law. So, if House Resolution 4079 is passed and the president does what it says and declares a national emergency because of a drug situation, whether it's for 1 year, 5 years, 5 minutes, or forever, it doesn't make any difference. FEMA can then implement all of these executive orders, take over all local, state, and national government, suspend the Constitution, and do whatever they want to do. And on that note, we got your ass tonight, Blog Talk. So, do we have any callers, G? Anybody get the heart to push that number one yet? All right. So, with that being said, Black family, I'm going to leave it right there. So it'll marinate in your brain. So tune in next week, same Black time, same Black channel, right here on Do the Knowledge Radio. And come prepared with your pens and your pads to take notes, listen in, bring your family, bring your friends, create some plans, do some drills. Don't just sit around and do nothing with your life, because I just read to you what's about to go down. So I love you more than you hate your Black self. Black power.
The question is, now, you see, the way you talk have frightened quite a lot of people.
Okay.
All right, according to what they've been saying and what I know. And I want to know that, are you going to, not necessarily be meek and humble and all that, but are you going to minimize your way of approach? Because not everybody is a revolutionary, or they have not been trained to be that, and the fear is keeping people away from coming together as they should. Now, what can you do about that?
There's nothing I can do about that, because it's my firm belief that somebody has to be that. Everybody can't be mealy-mouthed. Everybody can't be compromising. Everybody can't tiptoe through the tulips. Everybody can't play politics. Everybody can't, if I haven't said it, compromise. Somebody has to be strong. I wouldn't have to be as strong as I am if I saw some others being strong like that. I could tone down, but I'm feeling such desperation to get the message out, to try to plant the seed in those who are strong enough that the walls of their heart, the walls of the uterus of their mind, metaphorically speaking, can hold that revolutionary life and not abort it. So I'm not looking for great crowds. Most of the great crowd, you can get a great crowd where a million will show up if you're compromising on the principle. If you're telling them, as I heard some rappers and some musicians say, I'm going to the Million Family March, they said. I went to the Million Man March, and I did too. And they said, I'm going to the Million Family March because this time it's for everybody. So they were happy that white folks were being included. Yeah. Then I'll never have anything where the white man is included. All that matters is not at the Slave Theater right now. Because Alton Maddox says that what I'm doing is for the African. What I'm doing is for the black man and black woman. No white folks, they came to the door, they tried to get in, they criticized him for having me there, everything. They tried to take him to court, and the old Negro judge out there that owned the Slave Theater ended up putting Attorney Maddox out because he wouldn't let white folks in. There must be some place where white folks can't come. Now, white folks, we can't keep them out of here. This is Harriet Tubman. This is school. If they came in here, if they can sit under the fire that I'll put on their behind, they're welcome. Yeah, but when they come, I ain't changing nothing for them. If anything, it's going to get hotter and harder because I got examples to point to sitting in the audience. And I many times tune right in on them. Sitting right in the audience. Look at that old ugly beast sitting there. Look at the way he's squirming. White folks, I say, should never be able to come into a black revolutionary meeting and be comfortable. And be comfortable. They shouldn't be comfortable. They should be uncomfortable. So I'm that one. It closes doors in my face. It cuts back on money that could go in my pocket. It drives some women away from me. I had some sisters I was trying to talk to, and they were really, I thought it was really, you know, something. We're talking, and the sisters, one of the sisters is a singer in this city, a singer. That's all I didn't say, an actor. I said a singer. And I thought we were going out, this is some few years back. I was all excited. I heard the girl sing. I thought we were going out, and as soon as we about to make to go out, she honestly, as God is my witness, said to me, I found out who you are, really. She said, I can't go out with you. She said, I'm not lying. She said, I might get killed if I go out with you. Do you want me to die with you? This is the truth. So, I mean, all of that is a part of it. I've been to Mecca 7 times. So you ain't got to wait for me to come back and tell you that I had no change of heart. I've already been 7 times, and I'm harder on them every time I come back because I found racism in Mecca. So I ain't coming back telling you that I'm changed because of some crackers I saw in Mecca. I ain't going to change because of no communist cracker, no socialist cracker, no soda cracker. Or Nabisco cracker. No cracker is going to change me. So, brother, if they stay away from me, they stay away. If the black nationalists, if the pan-Africanists, if these other radical organizations, for certain reasons, pull back from me and I look up and they ain't with me no more, I don't give a damn. I love them still, but I keep on pushing because somebody has to hold a line. And I'm going to hold a line. So back against the wall on the 1-inch line, I'm holding the line. Go down's down, and I'm still holding the line. You ain't going in, cracker. You're not going in. Somebody has to do that. I'm comfortable uncompromising. I understand I'm not going to be invited to this or that or the other. Somebody has to do it. and your children and your children's children will build on the legacy of us, the uncompromising legacy that I
have
watched. And some of them will condemn you for being around and being such damn cowards. Your own children will condemn you. You were with him? What did he say wrong? Well, it was the manner in which he said. There's no manner to fight an enemy like this. You fight it with everything you got. Malcolm said, you want to know when your enemy will understand that you want to be free? I'm paraphrasing him. He said, your enemy will understand that you want to be free when your enemy knows that you're willing to do anything to be free. Anything to be free. God damn it, you won't even talk to be free. You want to dress it up. He's too rough. God damn it, the times are rough. The cracker is rough. Everything is rough. But you just weep with all your Africa on. It ain't no Africa no goddamn way in your heart. Malcolm said that. He said some of you, he said you left your mind in Africa. You dressed up, Negro. I don't mean all of you. But most of us, many of us, are just dressed up Negro. We're just dressed up in our Africa. I've seen some dreadlock Negroes stay high all the time. Couldn't plan no kind of revolution. Can't even revolve out of the room. Can't even revolve out of the bed. Blunts and spliffs this goddamn big. And white women.
Yeah.
And white women. In the name of.
Ain't got nothing to do with no Holy Quran. Ain't got nothing to do with no city called Mecca. He called you Muslim righteous by nature. Because before there was a Quran, you were righteous by nature. Before there was a holy city Mecca, you were a Muslim and righteous by nature. You weren't just making a holy pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca. You were making holy pilgrimages to the sacred and the holy city of Abydos. You were making sacred pilgrimages to Ile Ife. You were making the sacred pilgrimage all over key points of Africa. And you understood the one God. You called the one God either in the feminine or in the masculine by different names. But you always believed in the one God long before there was a prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm at the crossroads in my life, but there are things that I cannot forget and I cannot put down. I believe with all of my heart that the white man is the devil, and I must teach that he is the devil. I cannot back down from that. I must teach that he is the devil. All praise is due to Allah. Whether you like me or not, whether you accept me or not, whether you condemn me or not, whether you suspend me or not, the goddamn white man is the devil, and I will teach it from the cradle to the grave. Always teach it. Because I know that you are a fickle people. I know that you are a flip-flop, wishy-washy people. I know that you are different strokes for different folks, but it's different ways on different days. Oh, yes, you are. God damn it, if somebody don't continue to remind you, you'll try to walk in the slave theater with Susie Rottenwickle on your arm. Yes, you will. Damn it, sister, you'll try to come in here with Bob, Bill, Larry. Sister will try to come in here with Merv, with Doug. God damn it, Doug can't come in. Cindy, Kathy, keep Heather the hell out of here. No Heather in here. Hell no. This is the Slave Theater. Well, why does Brother Halton Maddox leave the name Slave on it? Because, goddammit, we're still in the land of our bondage. We're still in the land of captivity. We're still a slave to the Democratic Party. Still a slave to the Republican Party. You can't even see a Freedom Party. You don't see it. You're a slave. I'm a slave. And unless we admit that we are slaves, then we can never get free. Never get free. The first thing a slave must do is admit I'm in bondage. Admit I'm in captivity. Admit that I'm a slave and Giuliani is a slave master. Admit that I'm a slave and Clinton is a slave master. Admit that I'm a slave and Cuomo is a slave master. That's the only way you can get free. Stop walking around acting hip, slick, cute, and cool with Hoochie and Coochie and Poochie and Gucci and all that stuff. You're a slave. You can't wait to get out of here and get a good night's sleep so you can go to your elevator plantation tomorrow. You're a slave. You're a slave to your car note. You're a slave to your rent. You're a slave to your lease. You're a slave to your telephone bill. You're a slave to your light bill, your gas bill. You're a slave. God damn it, this is the Slave Theater, and all the radical slaves come here. The Nat Turner slaves come here. The Harriet Tubman slaves come here. The Denmark Beasley slaves come here. This is the Slave Theater. All praise is due to Allah. This is the Slave Theater. I'm a slave. As I told Devil Hugh, Phil Devil Hugh, I say I'm one of the rebellious slaves. I'm not a peaceful slave. I'm not a compromising slave. I'm not a skinning, grinning, shuffling, scratching, boot-licking, butt-licking slave. I'm a slave that don't give a damn about you, cracker. Don't care nothing about you. Don't give a damn whether I see another cracker or not. I want to be free. I'm a slave who wants to organize the rest of the slaves. I looked at the crackers on 125th Street. Some of you trembled when you saw them. I was inspired. I couldn't sleep. I was dreaming of confrontation with the enemy. Every slave must dream of confrontation with the enemy. I want to organize some black men. What would have happened if 500 black men would have showed up on 125th Street? I ain't talking about with no damn picket sign. Huh?
Thank you.
Other side, the pain I feel is hurting my heart. Like if my mama died, grabbing the llama, I might kill Obama now. But if I see George Bush, it'll be a homicide. Pardon my Swahili, I'm just speaking my mind. No time for being humble, I'ma speak with the rhymes. I give signs to the deaf, and I speak to the blind. With my people, I stay peaceful, cause I keep it divine. Get out of line, then you have to come and speak to the nine. Keep my cool when I have to bring the heat to a time. Break bones in the Sambo whenever I land blows. Give a f- we driving a Buick or in a Lambo. I could take a track and just drop it on some politics. So talk about my people's history and our accomplishments. To talk about a brother who I'm about to go demolish quick, but that'll make them happy as a faggot in the politics. Sisters, listen up, he don't respect you if he calls you bitch. Then he hit the skins, hit the road and never calls again. They
yo. With the flow, we going off again. Crackers in they boardroom sweating, hoping I lost my pen. I still got it, I'ma terrorize the industry, cause I ain't confused about them Jews. Boom, boom, clear it out, there's a bomb in the room. Tell the crackers and the kites they got a problem with two. Cause I'ma fight white power till I'm gone in the tomb. We can rally, but please bring your revolver with you. Cause white death by the black hand is long overdue. Sometimes I'll be feeling like I've been lost in the zoo. My gorillas are killers, they pack knives and they blast text. The chrome magnum barrel long as a giraffe neck. You killed the arrow, whack the Incas in the Aztecs. Your bloodbath is next, so don't you take this as an aspect. Cut your my toaster while I'm watching Sankofa. I bought a Land Rover just to run a cracker over his wall. The weak will fall and the strong will endure. Be a black atomic bomb, shake the world at its core. Why these faggots brag about they plot them Jews and they tours? I mean, this whole world is yours. Why you choose to be whores? Apple Prada, Apple Fendi, Apple Christian Dior. Your lips pierces and skinny jeans is pissing me off. Got some rapping homosexuals tucking back your testicles. Black women thinking less of you, so they don't stand next to you. Got my people mad enough to spray a sec at you. I even know a couple sisters down to break a neck or two. I pack the gap, bring the industry back. I got everything you lack. Black integrity's back. Black. I'm in the octagon, killer crackers, lock a thong. Nobody's getting fed. I'm dropping babies like the Octomom.
First, why kill the babies? Yeah. They're just little innocent blue-eyed babies. Because goddammit, they're gonna grow up one day to rule your babies. Kill them now.
The former slave take you back to the cave and beat all y'all to death and hock on your grave. I won't give you no respect till you pay off your debt. The only way to pay you back is leak your blood out your neck. I know I'm scaring white folks, be the shell or be the yoke. Either way, you getting cracked or even beaten to a pulp. I've been training my jujitsu, stop your breathing with a yoke. And I'm begging you to test me if you're taking me for joke. Ain't gonna be no laughing when this gun start blasting. French fried crackers, potato, or straight mashing. That means either blast them or stomp them to a fire. Power similar to ashes. Cracker is a bastard. Got a knuckle game, something similar to cashes. I'ma change my name to Mr. Kicker, crack your ass quick. My quick hands, it's harder than bricks, fam. Stepping in this man's like stepping in quicksand. I'm all the trouble you can handle. Rhymes hot enough to brand you. So wager with your life, get all the money you can gamble. See, this is just a sample of the beating I can hand you. I'm telling Uncle Sam, too, don't make me choke slam you. Thinking that I'm ignorant, you need to pipe down like emphasis. Just remember my lyricism's ridiculous. I'm the best that ever did it, and I continue to do it. This is African insurrection music to the movement. Move it.
Let's talk about resolution. No more trying to work nothing out. We accept your declaration of war against our race, against our babies, against our women, our children, men and families, and we have a resolution. Dedicating this discussion to our Haitian brothers and sisters who showed us what works with crackers. The talking don't work. So in the spirit of our Haitian ancestors who brought white tyranny to a divine and righteous end by way of their bleeding sword, we boldly swear to the Creator and our ancestors to wage endless and relentless warfare against the white race until we bring their presence on this earth to a screeching, definitive, and absolute end. This is our final resolution to the ongoing problem of white racial aggression on planet Earth.
Police don't need no body cam. More pigs need to be in body bags. Police don't need no body cam. More pigs need to be in body bags. 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 Body bags.
Blood splash on the
dash cam, video and viral. Modern day legends, fear mongering, keep us in this cycle. Paradigm must shift. If a if was a grip, we would all be rich. But that if more like a fifth. Rabbi Drew, two fanny loose, go out in the blaze. Then get bland up, hands up, hashtag by my name. I bet some don't even sense a threat. Just flame slap on the wrist, pat on the back, and got assistance in brothers' lane. Police don't need no body cam. More pigs need to be in body bags. Police don't need no body cam. More pigs need to be in body bags. Still being civil, still holding candlelight vigils. Popo popping pistols, crack of restraint. Not even inches, that ain't double standards. That ain't privilege though. They don't sympathize, it is what it is though. Statistics is wicked, I'm convinced. They train to kill the black and the innocent. You can't tell me different. Blue wall of violence, been here, check the data home. Same amount of bodies, way before them camera phones. Law enforcement job is carry on draconian. Imperatives regardless of personal motives. They say the KKK infiltrated the force. They're across some Negro right now, calling them folks. Damn. Police don't need no body cam. More pigs need to be in body bags. Police don't need no body cam. More pigs need to be in body bags. 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 Body bags.
Rest in power, Seville Smith. City caught fire. Your star still lit. Fresh off papers, I'm in the field dip. With the steel grip, black unity is real strength. I cook a pig, but I don't eat the pork. Freedom or death, I'm like either or. Are we following the lead and more? Don't put him in your prayers. Put him underneath the floor. Who wanna be the king? Which one? Maul in the Rodney. I be midnight riding. Me and Doc Marty. Bomani, True and Harry and Shotty. Hell aiming for hairs while staying green. Prepare for the bodies.
Body bag.
Fire for them. Fifth child, holla back, grit style. Field nigga in all this bumper cloud now, man. We love.
I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black packs like a poisonous toad. When me up, we bring my fire, man, burning up your soul.
Fire.
When me fighting with me people and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black packs like a poisonous toad. When me up, we bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting with me people and such a heavy load. Donovan, Donovan, no man, no we come free rumble. Two shot from Glock, watch your cracker them be stumble. Feel pun this set, watch your pussy boy humble. Rough like a lion and me king in the jungle. Big up ganja hustle, love me nice in the bundle. King chatter lyric and the Babylon tumble. Follow Babylon when the towers them be crumble. Man no we go, so we set by example. Me mash it up, watch a big gal in be trampled, bust enough shot from me big black rifle, me mash it up. Look at pussy boy, them still humble. Black power gangsta, Babylon we rumble. King with the crown and the crown we no fumble. Stepping out the backers on the land, mine you stumble. Creeping out the dark, Philly pig gets a shot too. Slave master murder when I feel niggas watch you. Me hot crew, come with Maroon, now we go rock you. Set up on this rhythm, King be hot proof. We pull it up and mash it up. Now who be hot man and not you? Enough blood to run when the black got it come through, me mash it up. King and all the world fully loaded. Flex on this set, now a man we are go hold it. Come like Napoleon, a Roman dem a stole it. Turn up a notch, Lord King can't control it. Little field nigga from a underground road. When me spread them black packs like a poisonous toad. When me act, me bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting with me people, and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from a underground road. When me spread them black packs like a poisonous toad. When me act, me bring my fireman burning up your soul. When me fight to be me people in such a heavy load.
I'm a 5-star general, chemist in a dish. Crackers best fit duck down when I raise my black fist. Field nigga be the king and the king be God and man. Sit my crown to the side cause I reside in the ghetto fam. Holla black at the guard now. Where your other telling me friend pissing out your mouth clown. Snitching to the pigs again. Now run go tell him I turn on the hell on the mind and we coming for bomb him again. Black too big and sit too big with field nigga that my friend. King saw me the black dragon from a land of Asiatic. Drop some facts in mathematics. Let's get free, cross this addict, justice serve no cave boys. Black power through your hood, black power gangsters. Banging
in on you, Pepper Woods Mutt. Coming out of that stop, drop and roll. Knock you out your hoodie, shoes, and sock, your bowels rocking cold.
I'm a liquor field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me out, me bring my fireman, burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load. I'm a liquor field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me out, me bring my fireman, and burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load. Liquor field nigga from an underground road. Spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me out, me bring my fireman, burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load.
Hey, Debbie, where y'all say? Eh? Nah, ain't nothing rude, boy. Where y'all say? All right, get the wood out your mouth. Fuck your mama, bum, buck,